You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation that would allow Americans to import prescription drugs from Canada. The goal of the bill is to lower the prices of those medications and increase access for consumers. They're also hoping that the bill will create more competition in the pharmaceutical market, forcing companies to lower the prices of similar prescription drugs in America. The bill has some bipartisan support from Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. And former Wisconsin State Representative Katrina Shankland will be the next executive director of Rust Belt Rising. Shankland worked to increase access to affordable health care in rural areas, and she supported farmers with water quality and conservation. As executive director of Rust Belt Rising, Shankland will work to train Democrats and provide research and programs to rising leaders in the Midwest. And the Wausau City Council tabled the appointment of Dylan Anderson to the city's ethics board, with many alders questioning the appropriateness of appointing anyone to the position in the middle of an open investigation against the mayor. Many of the alders expressed the same concerns. They don't question the appointee, but they do question the timing. Tuesday's vote was 8-3, with Gisselman, Larson, and Tom Neal voting no. Anderson also addressed rumors around him due to his job as Constituent Services Director for the 7th Congressional District. He said that some may see this as a partisan job, but he says he helps anyone who needs a hand with a government document or process. He also said that he was not a campaign staffer for Mayor Dinney. Under the terms of the amended motion, the council will bring back Anderson's application once the investigation into Dinney is closed. They could also reconsider if the board requires a fourth member due to resignations or recusals. The board currently has a full roster of 5 members and 1 alternate. 3 members have their appointments expiring this spring, but they can continue to serve until a replacement is appointed. Congressman Derek Van Orden, as well as all of Wisconsin's Republican representatives, voted in favor of a House budget resolution Tuesday. The measure passed by 2 votes, with all House Democrats voting against it, and all but 1 Republican voting for it. Van Orden says that the budget resolution does not include cuts to programs such as Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, and anyone saying otherwise is lying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said the plan reduces funding for health care and food assistance. And hundreds of Wisconsinites gathered outside Senator Ron Johnson's office in Madison on Tuesday to protest possible cuts to Medicaid in the Republican House budget. Their budget proposal includes over $880 billion in cuts to the committee that oversees Medicaid. In Wisconsin and across the country, Republican representatives have faced spirited crowds at town halls, voicing their concerns over the political cuts. Some have even agreed with their constituents that cuts to Medicaid programs would be a mistake. And the grandparent scam is making a comeback. Stuart J. Wattles has more about recent reports from southeastern Wisconsin.
Ozaukee County officials say they've gotten a couple of reports this week about the ruse where scammers impersonate grandchildren to extort money. The scam typically involves a caller claiming to be a grandchild in legal trouble, requesting money to avoid arrest. Experts say it's helpful to have a code word for those situations and that people should report the calls when they get them.
And Wisconsin has officially joined the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Milk Testing Strategy. The program is meant to track bird flu through raw milk samples as the highly contagious virus continues to spread across the country. Officials are still working to determine how and when testing will be conducted. The virus has not yet been detected in Wisconsin's dairy cows, but has appeared in a few bird flocks. Republican state lawmakers are seeking co-sponsorship for legislation that would direct the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to conduct a study identifying potential locations for nuclear power plants. The study would seek to identify potential new sites and opportunities to expand nuclear power generation at existing facilities. The agency would also need to cut 30 days off of the standard 180-day approval process for facilities with an advanced nuclear reactor. Wisconsin currently only has 1 operational nuclear facility. And after a couple of years of delays, a new pitch finally might pop up in southeastern Wisconsin. Stuart J. Wattles tells us more.
The Iron District Soccer Stadium in Milwaukee is set to break ground by early to mid-summer. Construction costs and financing issues are being blamed for delays, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. The developers now say they're aiming to have the facility ready for the 2026 United Soccer League season. The $220 million project includes an 8,000-seat stadium, a hotel, and an events venue near Marquette University. Federal grants awarded by Governor Tony Evers helped advance the project.
And as the NFL draft comes to Green Bay, 9 local breweries came together for a special brew just for the draft. Lisa Hale has the details.
The 8th Round Downtown Pale Ale is a special collaborative brew by 9 Green Bay area breweries to celebrate the upcoming NFL Draft. Mary Rhodes with On Broadway said the beer will be a big part of the special events planned for Draft Week.
I think with the Touchdown Downtown events that we're doing, we're really trying to give certainly locals, but also all of that influx of visitors, really a taste of Green Bay and a taste of Northeast Wisconsin. And a big part of that certainly is the local craft beer that we make here in Green Bay.
The special brew will be available at the Draft City Music Fest and at local breweries.
It's Black History Month, and Lisa Hale has a feature focusing on a modern-day history maker, Reggie Desimu.
Immigrating to the United States from Haiti in 2009, getting an education, and discovering that his true passion lay in the food of home, Reggie Desimu created a business that celebrates his Haitian heritage, making him a modern-day history maker for Black History Month. With no loans, just lots of YouTube videos, a thrifty mindset, and an idea, Desimu built his first food trailer by hand and found a place to set up and sell his Caribbean taste. Haitian food like pickles, jerk chicken, garlic pork, and fried plantain.
They actually gave me a chance because nobody wanted to take a chance on me with that little creepy looking trailer.
Then the pandemic hit.
People started supporting small businesses, looking at the little guy, and I got a little bit of attention from COVID. People were helping me. I'll have people buying sandwich for $7. They'll tip me $100.
Desimu's food truck, Caribbean Taste, is now a regular participant at places like the Oshkosh Farmers Market. He's expanded and bought several food trucks, and he opened a brick-and-mortar restaurant in Appleton called Area 509. 509 is the area code for Haiti. Desimu gives his advice to anyone looking to start their own business.
Just go for it and be like different, stand out. Because it's going to be hard to stand out. It's going to be hard to see, to do what, what everybody else is doing. But at the end of the day, it's going to pay off.
Reggie Desimu, Haitian immigrant, businessman, Black history maker. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We all have our image of suit-clad Frank Sinatra holding a cigarette and a glass of whiskey while crooning iconic songs. If actor James Marsden has his way, he would love to play Sinatra in a film that shows the singer's darker and more tortured side, according to the New York Post. The 51-year-old Marsden has always been a fan and says a role similar to what Jamie Foxx did when he played Ray Charles would be perfect for a movie about Sinatra. Admirable intentions, but I can't even imagine how many actors would be lined up to play Frank Sinatra. Marsden concurs. Currently be seen in the Hulu show Paradise. According to the New York Post, trust fund kid Robert Ritchie, aka Kid Rock, might be dating intellectual Lauren Boebert. They were seen flirting recently at political functions. I'm assuming Ritchie had lots of competition trying to woo the congresswoman after the video of her on a date at a theater went viral. It was probably only a matter of time before these dimwits realized their love of semi-automatic weapons and fell into each other's arms. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, Hollywood, producer Adam Fields, says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind. Like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life." If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 25. Some light rain or snow showers, mainly sprinkles here. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, very windy, with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.